Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There could be a whole new way to watch live sports by the next time Super Bowl comes around. The companies behind ESPN, Fox, TBS, and TNT have announced a joint sports streaming app that could become a juggernaut in the world of live sports. So could cable be losing its last real advantage if you can watch football, basketball, baseball all day without it? Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, has thoughts on how this cord could finally be cut and maybe replaced with another one. Robin, hello.
Hey.
So what do we know about this thing? Does it have a name or a price?
Not yet, but suppose we call it Sports Plus Prime or whatever we want to call it. And let's say it's $50 or $60. It's pretty breathless. I mean, in addition to getting ESPN Plus, you're getting across three media giants, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, SECN, TNT, TBS, NCAA, basketball tournament games, Major League Baseball. It is a fat app. And the idea here is that they're saying we're not looking to cannibalize from our still profitable cable business, which has extracted so much money from so many people for so long. We're looking to make the pie larger, invite people who are no quarters at all right now, younger people who have never had cable. But everybody's looking askance at it.
Well, and tell us more about, you know, what it would deliver, because you're talking to someone. Speak simply, please, because, you know, what does this mean? You keep your cable subscription, all the sports moves. What happens?
Suppose you're a cable subscriber right now. In theory, I mean, they'll have to deliberate the fine print. You'll be able to access these very channels online. To a certain extent, you can right now. You can port that. But if you have no cable subscription at all, if you're just getting a Wi-Fi connection, or you're just, you know, you're using the Apple TV or the Amazon Fire Stick or Roku over the top, you could pay a fat fee and get all these games and say, wow, I don't have to get one of these old antennas to access you know, the networks anymore.
Right.
The problem is that these games are all over the place. I mean, this covers Fox, Warner Brothers Discovery, which has TNT and TBS, and you know, Disney, which has ESPN. What happens to the NFL games? What happens to the CBS games? There's bound to be cannibalization from these companies' own streamers and other streamers. I think it's a mess.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. What about CBS, you know, which carries so many things? And we understand that Disney, Fox, Warner Brothers Discovery kept pro sport leagues in the dark about this. How does that work? I mean, don't they have to want to go to this new
thing?
Well,
they are frenemies and co-extortionists. I say that, you know, very academically. They've been extracting ever more money from a smaller pie, if you will, a smaller lake of water for the longest time. And this idea, they're saying to their shareholders that this is a grab for dollars that we're not getting. The question is, and if we step back from this, what happens? I mean, no one is talking about the Apple Vision headset. And when this stuff starts to go into virtual reality, and the leagues wise up to the fact that maybe there's a fatter chance for them to go direct to the consumer and say, oh, you want to sit courtside VR? How about, you know, $50, $60 a game? You have diminishing clout if you're any of these legacy networks right now. And to say nothing of YouTube or Apple or Netflix, who can come in and blow any of them out of the water. So you can see why they want to lock something down and get some revenue locked down for the time being.
Or to say nothing of live streaming, which sometimes doesn't work. I'm looking at you, Netflix, Love is Blind reunion. Robin Farzad, we will take a look at how all this unfolds. When, just real quick, when might it unfold?
Look forward for the next several months. This is 2024, top of mind.
Okay. Host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, Robin, thank you as always.
Thank you.